to the book of Hebrews. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to start at verse 1. Father God, thank you so much for your anointing in this service, Lord. Thank you that this message is going to reach many and encourage many, Lord. Father God, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for that wonderful gift, Lord. Thank you that you laid down your life and you rose from the dead and you took away all our sins, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Your will be done, and thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3 is going to be our main text this morning. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Give him some praise, church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Happy Easter, everybody. What a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. We get to come together. We get to, well, we can't all gather in the same building right now, but at least we can all be together and share this time together as we worship the Most High God. And we're blessed. There's no way around it. If you're a believer in the Most High God, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are blessed. So I want us to be excited today. Yeah, the world's not going exactly the way you think it should be going. Maybe life's a little difficult, a little hard right now, but you are blessed, you are saved, you are a child of the Most High God. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, what is that talking about, church? That's talking about, if you were to dig into the scriptures, if you look through the Old Testament and the New Testament, you would see all these heroes of the faith. These people, these imperfect people who made a lot of mistakes and did a lot of selfish things, but they trusted in the Lord. They trusted in the Most High God, and they were able to persevere, endure, and get through the trials. Amen. So therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, Hebrews 12 is where we're at right now, but if you were to go and look in Hebrews 11, you'd see a huge list of these heroes, these faithful ones, these ones that just stood on the Word of God, that believed in God's promises. And you might say, well, you know, Paul, those are hip, happening, cool Bible people. Those are perfect people. These are, scratch that. There's nobody perfect. We serve a perfect Savior. We belong to a perfect God. But these folks, these heroes of the Old Testament, they weren't perfect, not by a long shot. Look at some of them. We have Samson. Samson did a lot of mighty things for the Lord. He did some amazing things. But you know what? Samson had a pretty good problem with the ladies, man. He liked naughty girls. He liked bad ladies, man. Not a perfect dude at all. Look at David. A lot of people love David. David's their favorite, man. David killed the giant. Man, that's awesome. That's great. David did some amazing things. But you know what else? He committed adultery. He committed murder. Okay? What I'm trying to say right now is there's no perfect people. We accept a perfect God. We accept a perfect gift. And because of that gift, there should be some thankfulness. So we want to align our will up with our Lord's will. We want to be that obedient servant. We want to do what's right, even when it's difficult. We want to go that extra mile. And, you know, one of these people, you might be surprised, but in the walls of faith or the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, we have Rahab the prostitute. Okay, that's not Rahab the dental assistant. That's not Rahab the shepherd girl. That's not Rahab the prophetess. That's Rahab the prostitute. No perfect people. We belong to a perfect God. But see, what the author of Hebrews is saying, he's saying, look back. Look at these people, man. Imperfect people. Made a lot of mistakes, weren't perfect at all, but they trusted in the Lord, and they were able to get through the hard times. They were able to do amazing things. So I want to encourage all of us, Victory Life Church, whoever hears this, whoever watches this, Dig through the Bible. Dig through the scriptures. See where God has always been faithful in the amazing things that you can accomplish when you put your trust in Him. Amen. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Okay. Man, we've been talking about that for several weeks now. Get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of the things that are not profitable, productive, things that are not good for your relationship with the Lord, things that might be hindering you or hurting your walk. Okay, this is the time when we need to go deep, deep, deep in our relationship with the Lord. Okay, we're blessed people. We belong to the Lord. When it's lights out, when we clock out for the final time, man, it's going to get good. It's going to get awesome. But God makes some awesome promises first when we're here. He says, trust in me, get rid of all this dead weight, and we're going to do some amazing things together. Body of Christ Christians, Victory Life Church, we don't have to be full of fear. We don't have to be full of fear. We don't have to be miserable. We don't have to be full of anxiety like everybody else. Matter of fact, we need to have peace so we can be an encouragement to our brothers and sisters who don't have peace. We need to have peace so we can be there for one another. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also, just like they did, not that they were perfect people, but they knew something. Hey, I need to trust in God. Okay, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. So when I read that verse, man, I think about like an octopus, man, just pulling you down into the depths of the ocean, man. And see, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can break free from all these things that hinder us, man. We don't have to give in to sin. We don't have to give in to fear. We don't have to give in to depression. Okay, Jesus Christ paid for our peace. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed. He paid for our peace of mind. We can have peace in crazy times. Amen? Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance. Okay, whether you like it or not, we're in a race. Whether you like it or not, we are in this journey. We got this Christian life, man, and we're Christians. We signed on the dotted line. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So here we are. We got to run this race. And God says, you know what? Endure. Look at how other people endured in the past. Okay, and I want to encourage everybody. You know, maybe you don't have a lot of stories that you can cling on to in your life where God has been faithful to you. Maybe not yet. Maybe you're just thinking about becoming a Christian. Maybe you haven't experienced much yet. Okay, and you're just freaking out right now. Get into the good book. Get into the Word of God and see where God has been faithful time and time again. Talk to other believers. See where God has been faithful. God doesn't lie. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Our God is faithful. So we can run this race. We're part of this race, and we're going to run it to win it. Amen. So let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Amen. And I want to read Proverbs 3 and verse 5 because there's a lot of crazy talk and, you know, it gets crazier by the week right now. There's so much fear of what's going on in the world right now. But God wants us to have peace. So what we have to do, and we already know this, but let's just remind ourselves, we have to keep our focus on God. You know what I mean? And God has always kept his word. Amen. We'd be in a real big mess if God didn't keep his word. Matter of fact, if God didn't keep his word, there would be no reason for us to be here right now. I'm not into wasting my time. I'm not into fairy tales. I would not want to lie to people about something. This is the real thing, man. This is everything to us, okay? And this isn't something that somebody made up. This isn't something that happened to somebody, then he died and didn't rise from the dead. No, God made a bunch of promises. And those he kept those promises. And those promises, if he hasn't already kept them, they will happen. They will come to pass. God does not lie. And God's got a wonderful, spotless track record of keeping his word. Amen? So anyways, knowing that my God keeps his word and knowing that my God gives me all these promises, like he's going to be with me through my trials, through my storms. He's not going to leave me or forsake me. He will get me through to the other side. Okay, knowing that, Proverbs 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. We all know this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So listen, man. God has been faithful to countless people that have trusted in him in the past. And here we are going through a crisis. Maybe we don't know how we're going to pay our bills. Maybe some of our loved ones are sick. Maybe we're just got cabin fever right now. But listen, God is faithful. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. So we hold on to those promises. Amen. So I can do this. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. Well, you don't know what the newsman said. Well, turn the newsman off for a little while and get into the Word of God. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Amen. So moving forward, Hebrews 12 and verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know, we're on this Christian journey, man. We got this race, man. And we want to be the best we can be. So it's got to be more of God and less of me. That's the place where we got to get to, where it's not what Paul wants anymore. Okay, it's about what Jesus Christ wants. And he deserves it. He is worthy of my praise. He is worthy of my obedience. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking to Jesus. So we got this race, Miss Sandy. We're on this journey, and we want to be productive. We don't want to be this fearful mess. We want to be what God's called us to be. Well, how can I do that? Oh, I see how these Old Testament folks that were very imperfect, how they were able to accomplish stuff. Okay, but what about me? What do I do here? Looking to Jesus. See, that's the answer to whatever you're going through, whatever you might be going through, whether the coronavirus is nothing. That's back burner stuff compared to what you're dealing with right now. Whatever. You need to get through something, we look to Jesus. We keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen? That's right, brother. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. So Jesus is the boss. Jesus is the beginning. Jesus is the end. It all starts and ends with him. We are nothing without him. And he's not just some guy that made some promises and got caught up in a big mess and was nailed to a cross and died. He knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was on the earth for. And he knew that he was going to lay down his life. And he willingly did that. Okay, but we're so blessed because he rose from the dead. We'd be in a horrible place if he didn't rise from the dead. But see, he made those promises and he kept his word. Amen. So, okay, I'm freaking out right now. I don't know what's going to go on next week. I got cabin fever. My kids are acting crazy. They ate a whole week's worth of food in one day. What am I going to do? Hey, ma'am. I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to keep my focus on God, the author and the finisher. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. He didn't just start something, but he finished it. You know what I mean? He laid down his life, and he rose from the dead. And you know what? We don't have to fear death. What a wonderful thing. You know what? What if our world is just pretty messed up? And yeah, our world's pretty messed up right now. You know what? But at the end of the day, we're saved people. We are blessed, man. Jesus Christ died on that cross. And he rose from the dead for us. Why don't you give him some praise real fast? Thank you, Jesus. Happy Easter Sunday morning. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Looking to Jesus. I got a big job to do. I need to keep a level head. Well, maybe I don't listen to the news so much. Maybe I focus on the cross of Christ. Maybe I keep my eyes on Jesus. Looking to Jesus, the founder and protector of our faith. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God we serve. Who for the joy that was set before him. So here's the deal. You guys are smart folks. Life's tough. Life's hard. Okay, but people in the past have been able to get places because they were trusting in the Lord. So the writer of Hebrews, who I think is the Apostle Paul, but that's neither here nor there. The writer of Hebrews says, you know what? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Look at Jesus because Jesus keeps his word. Amen. You can put your trust in Jesus. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It's our faith. We're Christians, right? So we're going to trust in Jesus. Who for the joy that was set before him. I love that part, man. Because it says for the joy that was set before him. And Jesus knew what was waiting for him in Jerusalem. He knew what was going to happen to him. Over and over again in Scripture, he kept telling his disciples, hey, this ain't going to happen the way you think it's going to happen, brothers. He told them over and over again, I'm going to lay down my life, but don't worry, 3 days later, he will rise again. Amen? So it wasn't a surprise to him. He knew what he was facing in Jerusalem. Well, why in the world did he go through it? This is the coolest part, man. This is so amazing. That he was thinking, think about this. Honestly, let this sink in, guys. Whether you're right here in this congregation or you're watching this Sunday morning or whatever, he was thinking about me. He was thinking about you. When he was marching through the street with that cross and he was going through all that agony, he was thinking about us. What a wonderful thing. Doesn't that just blow your mind? I get so excited about that, to think about 2,000 years ago when my Savior was going through all that pain and all that agony, and he was the perfect man, perfect God. He could have said, game over, man. I'm done with this. But he didn't, because he loves us so much. He went all the way. He is the author and the perfecter. He didn't just make some promises. He kept his word. He didn't just get nailed to a tree, but he rose from the dead. Therefore, we can be excited. You're not wasting your time. Amen? Give him some praise. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Man, I can't even begin to imagine how much physical and mental anguish our Lord and Savior had to go through. You know what I'm saying? He looked past that pain. Look at Luke 22 in verse 42. Jesus Christ looked past that pain. He wanted to be obedient to the Father. He was thinking about Miss Sandy. He was thinking about Sister Dina. He was thinking about Brother Mike. He was thinking about his people, saying, it's going to be so worth it. When I get to the other side, it's going to be so worth it. I'm going to endure this because I want to be obedient to the Father, and I want to do what he has sent me to do. Luke 22 and verse 42, saying, Father, this is what Jesus said. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. What's he talking about? This is in the garden. This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he's saying, Daddy, God, Father, if there's any other way around this, let's do that. But if this is the only way, I want to do what you want me to do. See, Jesus Christ wanted to be obedient to the Father. So here we are. We're going through our little troubles, our trials. And yeah, they're real. We're going through some hard times right now. But listen, we want to be obedient to God just like Jesus. Jesus is our example. That's who we're supposed to be looking to, right? Okay, so Jesus wanted to be obedient to God the Father, and we want to be obedient to God the Father as well. We want to be that light to a lost and dying world. We want to have peace right now. We want to be able to encourage our brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. Saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. I've said things like that. God, you know, I really would like if we went this way and did this, but you know what? Let's just do what you want. Your will be done. And you know what? That's where we got to be, you know. We don't have to give God, tell him this is what we need. Just say, God, your will be done, okay? God, I really don't want to go through this trial, but you know what's best. So here we are. We want to put our faith in God. We want to be obedient to God. Can I get a witness? Amen. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Can we say that this morning? Not my will. Not Paul's will, not Josh's will, not Dina's will, but his will. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. We say, you know, I want everything to be normal. I want to wake up tomorrow and everything be normal. But you know what? Not my will. Your will be done. Okay, I'm on this journey. I'm on this road. I want to let my light shine. I want to be a witness to a lost and dying world. I want to show them that Christians can get through a lot of stuff because we look to Jesus. We have our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Now, we all know, we've all seen the pictures of Jesus Christ hanging on that cross. But, you know, the pictures, the paintings, the movies, they don't quite do it justice. They can't quite do it justice. But he went through crazy, crazy, horrendous things. And see, crucifixion was a barbaric thing. We all know that. But it wasn't just about death. It wasn't just about killing somebody. It was about agony. It was about making a statement. It was like saying, hey, you don't want to mess with the Romans, or you're going to have to face this. This is what's going to happen to the people that defy the Romans. This was severe punishment. This was about being an embarrassing thing, man, really. You were stripped naked in public and nailed to a cross for everybody to see you for days even, where you would suffer and eventually die. This is what our Lord and Savior was going to have to go through for us, but he endured it. He endured it because he loves us. Amen? I mean, seriously, let that sink in, that he was thinking about Sister Robin, that he was thinking about Sister Cindy. You know, talking about the craziness that he endured, but he was thinking about us, and that kept him going. Amen? What a wonderful thing. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated. This is the Easter part right here. This is so good, Josh. And is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. See, he didn't just make some promises, but he kept his word. Like I said, we'd be wasting our time and we might as well be playing goofy golf somewhere or eating a burrito in the thoroughfare. It doesn't even matter. We could be doing anything, but we're not wasting our time because we serve a risen Savior. Amen. He didn't just die, but 3 days later, he rose from the dead, defeating death. Amen. Death, where is your sting? Everybody say that at home. Say it here. Death, where is your sting?
Death, where is your sting?
What a wonderful thing. And I mean it. What a wonderful thing to not fear death. That's the wonderful privilege of being a Christian. We don't have to fear death. And when our loved ones pass away that are in Christ, we don't have to worry. We will see them again. We are blessed. That's all I'm trying to say this beautiful Easter morning. We are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. And he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So our Lord and Savior is not dead. He's not a pile of bones somewhere in the Middle East in some tomb. There's a tomb, and you can go see it, but he ain't in it. He's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And guess what? That goes for us as well. When we take our last breath, oh, it's going to get real good. He's faithful to us here, and he's got good things for us here. Amen. And he wants to use us here. But when we take our last breath, it's going to get really good. Oh, guys, people said it's going to get good. John 11 and verse 25. Jesus said to her, this is Jesus' conversation with Mary and Martha, the brother of Lazarus. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. Oh, this is exciting, man. This is really, really cool. Get excited at home. Turn the TV all the way up. Tell the kids to shut up. No, I'm playing. Don't be nice to your kids. Be nice to them. It's Easter. Cut it out. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Man, that gets me fired up, man. And I'm not even faking right now. I'm so stoked that I belong to a risen Savior. And one day my heart will give way. One day I won't wake up. One day something will happen to me. You know what? Don't cry for me because I'm going to be just fine. Amen. We're blessed people. Let's go to the next slide. He is risen. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12 and verse 3. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus, beloved. He is faithful. Okay. Now, Jesus was thinking about us and thinking about being obedient to the Father, and he endured all this craziness for us, man. Okay. And God doesn't want us to be full of fear and discouraged and in the corner huddling up somewhere just freaking out because of the virus or because I can't pay my bills. No. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. God is with us. He is faithful. We're going to trust in him. Turning our eyes towards Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 3. Consider him. Consider him. Consider who? Consider him. Think about Jesus. Does that make sense this morning, guys? Listen, man. Jesus Christ went through so much pain and agony and torture and torment, but he did it for us. He did it for us. So certainly we can wait 5 more minutes in the line at Walmart for something that may or may not be there. Amen. Consider him who was betrayed by his friend. You know, consider him who was abandoned by his disciples. Consider him who was beaten by the Romans and punched in the face. And you know what? I've never been punched in the face super, super hard, but Jesus was punched in the face by Romans repeatedly. And so, you know, I've seen pictures of folks, man, like on Facebook and junk, where they got hit in the face and their face is all swollen and messed up and stuff by like one little fight. You know, and Rachel said I got dropped on my head maybe when I was little, but I don't even remember that. But anywho, that's one. That's two. Okay, so anyways, Jesus repeatedly was hit by these Romans, and not only that, they pulled his beard out. Then he was flogged, okay, with the whip that exposed the organs and ripped the flesh. He went through all that. That flogging, that scourging killed a lot of people right there. He went through all that stuff, paraded through the street naked, people spitting on him, mocking him, carrying that cross, being nailed to that cross. He did all that for us. And that wasn't even the worst part of it. You know, it wasn't even the physical pain, but the fact that he bore the sins of all humanity, past, present, and future. You know what I mean? And he could have left at any time, but he stayed there because he loves us. He stayed there because he loves us. Let that sink in. He could have left. He could have said game over. He could have called down an angel. He could have took care of business. But he stayed there and he went through all that. Even going through that moment in time when God the Father had to look away because he was paying. Because Jesus Christ was paying for our sins. And God can't have anything to do with sin. God loves us, but he hates sin. And Jesus Christ, God's wrath was poured out on Jesus Christ for me and for you. I'm just trying to say we're blessed. And he stayed on that cross. And we're supposed to consider him. Look to him. Well, we're going through our little measly trials, and I don't mean to make light of them, but look at what Jesus did for us. Certainly, we can endure. Certainly, we can go the extra mile. Certainly, we can show the love of Jesus to somebody that doesn't really deserve it because we didn't deserve it. Amen? Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Man, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Don't give up, church. Don't give up, Christian. Look at what Jesus Christ went through for you. Look at what he suffered. And he endured it because of you. Now we look to him and we pull strength from him and we move forward. And we don't give into fear. We don't give into anxiety. We don't get into bitterness or depression. We're going to show the love of Jesus to a lost and dying world. We're going to be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Who endured from sinners such hostility against himself so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. You know, talking about that crucifixion, you know, can you imagine how discouraging that must have been for the disciples? Even though Jesus warned them over and over again, hey, this is what's going to happen in Jerusalem. When it happened, they were devastated, man, and they all went and hid. Most of them went and hid. Can you imagine what they felt like? Oh, man. I really thought this was going to happen. Everything was going so good. And I devoted my life to this guy. And I gave up everything to follow this guy. And then this happens and now he's dead. What am I going to do? I'm scared to leave the house. I don't know what to do. But guess what, man? Jesus Christ kept his word. He didn't stay in that grave. That grave couldn't hold him down. So even though they were sad for a few days, there was much rejoicing. And I just want to encourage everybody, just hang on. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Trust in Jesus. It's going to work out. Amen? Amen? Our job is to obey. Our job is to trust. Our job is to follow. Romans 6 and verse 9. Check it out. We know that Christ being raised from the dead. Man, isn't that just wonderful, church? Isn't that great? I mean, I still get excited, man, that I'm not wasting my time with some stupid philosophy or some weird nonsense, but I actually belong to the one true God. And I have a personal relationship with the creator of the universe. And yes, I am a messed up dude. I have many flaws and many imperfections, but I'm trusting in the Lord. You know what I mean? And I know that he saved my soul. And I know that he's going to be with me through this storm. So I'm going to be about his business. Okay, we know that Christ being raised from the dead, he's alive. Everybody say he's alive. Alive. I wish Larry Berry was here right now to say, he's alive. We know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. You hear that? He will never die again. We know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death, listen to this, death no longer has dominion over him. He's alive. We serve a risen Savior. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 14. And God raised the Lord, or God the Father raised Jesus Christ. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Man, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Death, where is your sting? Everybody say it again. Death, where is your sting? We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear anything. Because if my God allows me to go through it, it's for his glory. It's for my growth. Amen. And yeah, one day we'll clock out, but it's going to be really, really good. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Okay, Preacher Paul, that's great. That's awesome. It's Easter. You're talking about a risen Savior. I get it and I really appreciate it. And that's wonderful. But I'm going through a really difficult time right now. I know I'm a saved person. I know I'm going to heaven. I know Jesus Christ died on a cross and rose from the dead and washed away my sins. Okay, but I'm in the nasty now and now, man. I'm dealing with this junk right now, man. I'm freaking out about this. What's going on in my neighborhood right now? Okay, I hear you. Let me read this verse for you. And settle down, by the way. Romans 8 and verse 32. He who did not spare his own son. Think about how much God loves us. Think about when Jesus was carrying that cross. Our Lord and Savior was carrying that cross and he was thinking about us. He was thinking about us, man. And so that's how much we are loved. I can't even begin to try and explain that. How much we are loved by the Creator of the universe. That he didn't even spare his own son. He didn't even spare Jesus Christ so we could live forever. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. And think about that. That's how much loved we are. We are so loved. Well, nobody liked me in school. I'm sorry about that. Nobody talks to me at the job place. I'm sorry about that. But look, here's the big deal, okay? No one ever talks to me at church. I'm sorry about that. Talk to folks. Listen, here's the big deal. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. Nothing else matters, man. We are loved by God. That's all we need. Okay, so he loves us so much. His son laid down his life for us, willingly laid down his life. No one takes it from him. He gave it up for us, for the world, not just Victory Life Church, but anybody who calls on that name. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Okay, yeah, you got a hard time right now. I get it. We're all going through a crazy time. Okay, listen, Jesus Christ died on that cross for us. God did that for us. And God says, you know what? It doesn't stop there. I'm with you here. I'm going to give you everything you need to get through whatever you're going through. 2 Peter says he's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. If we need something, he'll give it to us. Okay, I'm not talking about everything you want. I'm talking about what you need to travel down that Christian road and that race that we're running. Okay, God wants us to do good. God wants us to do right. And he says, lean on me, trust in me, and I'll give you what you need. Victory Life Church, congregation, everybody out there in TV land, radio land, we are blessed. We are blessed because we serve a risen Savior. There's an empty tomb, and he ain't in it. He's sitting beside the Father. Amen? Oh, we love you, Lord. Give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you so much for being so good to us. Father God, thank you for sending your son to die for a bunch of messed up folks, Lord. We don't deserve it. You paid a debt for us, Lord, that we could never pay. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay, and you settled it for us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You are so good to us that your judgment and your wrath was poured out on Jesus Christ so we could live forever, so we could be forgiven. Let us never, ever, ever forget what you've done for us. We love you and praise you. And your will be done in our lives. And thank you for your blessings on all your people. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.